لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا. The people who have gone over there shall not taste therein cool nor drink إلا حميما وغساقا. Yes, there is a kind of drink over there, but what is it? But boiling and intensely cold water. When they want something cold, it is so intense. Or when they want something warm, it is boiling. جزاء وفاقا, reward proportioned. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is talking about the situation in Judgment Day when He says, لا يذوقون فيها بردا ولا شرابا إلا حميما وغساقا. حميم means boiling water, and غساق means fills of the wounds, something very dirty that is coming out from the wound. When a person in the hell wants to drink something, either he drinks boiling water or hamim, it means fills of the wounds, the dirt and the blood which is coming out of the wound. Jaza'an wafaqa, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, definitely they will not be oppressed. The reward will be proportioned. As much as they have done good deeds, they will get the reward. If they oppress some people or others, for example, or even sometimes themselves, of course, they will be punished, but it is proportioned. The punishment is equal and proportioned to their deeds and their beliefs and their activities. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He says proportion, it means we don't punish anybody more than he deserves. And also for the rewards, it is according to the account. For rewards, sometimes we give them more because Allah is a merciful. But the most important thing for punishment, we don't punish anybody even 1 second more than he deserves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. In another verse, chapter Nuh, verse 6, فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَاءِ إِلَّا فَرَارًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about Nuh, peace be upon him. He said, I was inviting people to come to you, but any time I was calling them and inviting them, it was causing them to run away more and more. Of course, when their invitation of Prophet caused them to run away, in Judgment Day, Allah will punish them more and more. And He says, فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. I don't add anything to them unless punishment. Because in this world, they were adding to their disobedience more and more. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْدًا وَلَا شَرَابًا إِلَّا حَمِيمًا وَغَسَّاقًا. In Judgment Day, in a state of something cool, they will get something very hot. And in a state of something warm, they will get something which is boiling. We will understand that Allah is just, and the reward and punishment is according to His justice. Please listen to verse 27 to 30.
إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا وكذبوا بآياتنا كذابا وكل شيء أحصيناه كتابا فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا.
Allah تبارك وتعالى says إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا. Surely they feared not the account. وَكَذَّبُوا بَآيَاتِنَا كِذَّابًا. They called our revelation false with strong denial. وكل شيء أحسناه كتابا. And we have recorded everything in a book. فذوقوا فلن نزيدكم إلا عذابا. So test. For no increase shall we grant you except in punishment. إنهم كانوا لا يرجون حسابا. Even they didn't say maybe. They didn't believe in their heart that maybe there will be judgment day. It means even if there is possibility of being judgment day and punishment, we should be very careful. So the possibility of account and judgment day should control us, not only to be sure 100%. لِلْتَّاقِينَ مَعَابًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to say that when a person doesn't believe in judgment day, there is a secret behind that. And the secret is they're rebellious. They are insurgents. Disobey Allah and they don't want to obey Him. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ حِسَابًا. Because they deny judgment day, it causes that they commit sin one after another. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to emphasize again that everything, small or big, will be counted in judgment day. وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْسَيْنَاهُ كِتَابًا. We have recorded everything in a book. We ask Allah to help us to be good obedience of Prophet, peace be upon him, and to take Prophet as a role model for ourselves in our daily basis. Thank you very much for watching. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه.
Interpretation of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. With the help of Allah, we have started to have a brief interpretation of Quran. We reached to verse 31 from chapter Naba. Please listen to verse 31 to 33.
إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا.
الله تبارك وتعالى says إن للمتقين مفازا. Surely for those who guard is achievement. حدائق وأعنابا, gardens and vineyards. وكواعب أترابا, maidens of equal age. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is talking about mafaz. Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Mafaz means success, either the place of success or success itself. Wa hada'iqa A'naba. Hadaiq is a plural of hadiqa, means gardens. Hadiqa means garden. Kawa'ib is jam'u, the plural of ka'ib, means the ages, the girls which are in the same ages, they are equal in their ages and they are very beautiful. So Allah Ta'ala says, Kawa'ib. And Atrab means they have the same ages. Maybe Allah Ta'ala by this verse and this sentence wants to say that heavenly names in Judgment Day are the same, and all of them are very beautiful and none of them is better than the other. When we talk about nymph in Judgment Day, it means the beautiful women, Huriya, in Judgment Day, all of them are the same. When Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَكَوَائِبَ أَتْرَابًا, maybe he means that they are the same.